Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom and chill. Today, we're diving into something super important. Our relationship with food. Now, I know what you're thinking, oh great, another podcast about diets and calorie counting. But hold on, this isn't that kind of talk. We're going beyond the numbers and focusing on cultivating a healthy, balanced, and genuinely joyful relationship with what we eat. Because let's face it, food is more than just fuel. It's a source of pleasure, comfort, connection, and even cultural identity. Think about it. Ever get that warm, fuzzy feeling when your grandma bakes her famous apple pie? Or that instant burst of happiness when you bite into a juicy burger after a long day? Food has this incredible power to evoke emotions and memories. But sometimes, somewhere along the way, our relationship with food can get a little complicated. We might feel guilty about indulging, stress ourselves out over clean eating, or fall prey to fad diets that promise unrealistic results. So, how do we break free from those unhealthy patterns and find balance? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First up, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. No more labeling foods as good or bad. This black and white thinking just sets you up for failure and guilt trips. Remember, every food can fit into a healthy diet. It's all about moderation and balance. Think of your plate like a colorful garden. A mix of vibrant veggies, lean proteins, whole grains, and yes, even the occasional tree. Second, listen to your body. It's your internal GPS guiding you towards what it needs. Pay attention to your hunger cues when you're genuinely hungry, eat. When you're satisfied, stop. No more forcing yourself to finish everything on your plate just because it looks polite. Your body will thank you for respecting its signals. Third, make peace with pleasure. Food is meant to be enjoyed. Savoring every bite, appreciating the flavors and textures, that's part of what makes eating a truly fulfilling experience. So, slow down, savor the moment, and don't feel guilty about indulging in your favorite foods occasionally. Life is too short to deprive yourself of all the good stuff. Now, let's talk about mindful eating. This isn't just about chewing your food thoroughly, though that's important too. It's about being fully present while you eat, paying attention to your senses, the taste, the aroma, the texture. Put away your phone, turn off the TV, and really focus on your meal. And lastly, remember that progress over perfection. You won't be perfect every day, and that's okay. There will be days when you slip up, indulge a little more than planned, or simply miss a healthy meal. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just get back on track the next day, focus on making mindful choices, and remember this is a journey, not a destination. Think about that time when you were really stressed out, maybe facing a big deadline at work or prepping for a major presentation. You probably reached for comfort food, a bag of chips, a slice of pizza, a pint of ice cream. I get it. Food can be a source of solace and temporary relief from stress. But here's the thing. That short-term fix often comes with long-term consequences. Overeating processed foods and sugary snacks not only contributes to weight gain, but also leaves you feeling sluggish, drained, and even more stressed in the long run. So how do we navigate this tricky situation? Remember, it's all about balance. When stress hits, find healthier coping mechanisms like going for a walk, listening to calming music, practicing mindfulness, or connecting with loved ones. These activities can help you manage stress effectively without relying on food as your primary crutch. Remember folks, cultivating a healthy relationship with food is a lifelong journey, not a quick fix. It's about making gradual changes, being kind to yourself, and finding joy in nourishing your body with wholesome foods that make you feel good both physically and mentally. So take these 5 takeaways, experiment with them in your own life, and see what works for you. You got this. And as always, keep spreading the Stoic love and sharing your thoughts on social media. Don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic for daily doses of wisdom and chill. See you all tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.